In the beginning of this great sport known as professional bass fishing, there were only three things: the bass, Ray Scott, and a group of pioneers, adventurers, men whose performances would one day earn them the respect, the admiration, the awe of their peers and their fans. These men are legends, and this is Bassman Legends Radio.
Without question, a guy that's known across bass fishing circles and all kinds of fishing circles more than anybody else is Bill Dance. And Bill Dance, welcome to the program today.
Hey, good to be with you, Terry. How you doing?
Doing great. And
good,
you know,
deal.
Well, I got to talk about a couple of things. Number one, you're the one, probably one of the most ornery guys that I've ever met in all of fishing. You know, I see these bloops and blunders that you run into back of tailgates and everything else. But you have a lot of fun with this fishing, don't you?
Well, I tell you what, that's what fishing's all about. It's not only is it an enjoyable sport, but it's a fun sport. And, you know, I'm just happy as a rabbit in a lettuce patch anytime I can get out and participate in it. And it's something I've done since I was a little bitty boy. I was fortunate that I had a daddy and a granddaddy that gave me the most precious gift of all, and that was a gift to teach me how to fish and introduce me to the great outdoors. And it's something I've done all my life, and it's really the only life I know. And people say, well, how long are you going to do it? Now, my stock answer to that is I hope to do it forever and then a little bit more. But it is a fun job, and I love every minute of it.
Well, you know, besides the television show, of course, special appearances and maybe a catfish tournament now and again. I heard you like to fish for catfish once in a while.
Oh, I tell you what, I live between two major rivers. I live about an hour and 15 minutes from the Tennessee River, and I live about 25 minutes to the Mississippi River. And here in West Tennessee, that's our biggest fish. And I do dearly, dearly love fishing the Mississippi River for our big blue cats. Well, I spend a lot of time. Of course, I put bass fishing on a pedestal, and I love to do that, and I enjoy catching bluegill. In fact, I did some of that yesterday afternoon just with a fly rod, but catching crappie. But I love fishing the river for these big, big blues.
Well, you had the opportunity to fish a tournament here recently, and guess what he did, folks? He won. How about
well,
that?
Well, that was the Big Quest Cat Tournament's Bass Pro Shops tournament, and they're putting them all around the country, and they came to Memphis for April 22nd, and we participated in it, and fortunately, we were lucky enough to win it. We had, you could only weigh in five fish. In the state of Tennessee, we adopted a regulation, which we were the forerunners with this, to institute a 34-inch size limit, meaning that commercial fishermen cannot keep anything 34 inches or bigger, and sport fishermen can only keep one catfish 34 inches or bigger. So my buddy and I, that allowed us to catch one each, and we were fortunate to do that. And then we had to catch three more. You could only weigh in five fish in this tournament. We had to catch three more that were as close to 34 as we could possibly get, and we were fortunate to get five fish that weighed 109 pounds and win the tournament. We had the big fish, didn't have any gigantic cats. We did have one 36.5-pounder. That was enough for the big fish, and we won a boat and trailer and expensive Lawrence graph, and of course first place with that win. But this sport is it's growing by leaps and bounds. You're hearing more and more and more about catfish, not only on the Tennessee, the Mississippi, the Missouri, the Ohio, and many other rivers. Santee is a big area. Santee Cooper over in the Carolinas. Beginning to hear more and more and more about big tournaments. And people are beginning to realize that the catfish is just not a big old trash fish. It's a sport fish. And they will give you more three-minute rounds, and when the bout's over, you'll just kind of scratch your head and wonder who's the winner. But I truly love catching those things. It's got the multitude of ways you can catch them, but I've never caught what you call a gigantic, what I classify 80, 90, 100-pounders. They live here. They go to sleep in our river every night, but 65 is the biggest I've ever caught, but I've been fortunate to catch many fish in the 50 to 60-pound class. But to catch one, and I don't even know if I even hung one that big, but There were three this past year, commercial fishermen caught, and fortunately they did release them, but in excess of 100 pounds. But we've got some big old catfish here, and it through the summer months and the fall months, we spend a lot of time fishing catfish on the Mississippi.
Well, I got to reminisce with you a little bit because I've heard stories of catfish decals. Can you tell me a little bit about catfish decals?
Catfish decals?
Yeah, like on the back of motors. Did you have anything to do with maybe on a bass boat putting a catfish decal on a boat?
Oh, yeah. We in tournaments, back when I was bass fishing tournaments.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah. We've done everything imaginable. We've changed talons. I remember Roland Martin ran an outboard and a Johnson, I believe, at that time, and another buddy of ours over in Orangeburg, South Carolina, ran an Evinrue. And before the tournament, early one morning, we got down to the marina about an hour before blast off, and we changed the two cowlings, and both those dummies didn't even realize it, that we changed the cowling. But we've put rubber ducks in the live well, we've put decals and stuck stuff, and whatever could be done, we used to do it in a fun way.
Well, you know, you look at the sport of bass fishing, and you know, you've talked about catfishing a little bit. We'll switch to bass fishing. You've been such an integral part, you know, of development of now our sport to where it's at. I mean, you know, you fished, you know, professionally for a lot of years. You've got the television show, but a lot of people still look up to Bill Dance and say, "Hey, that guy can still fish." And you still go out there, and the great sponsorship that you've got. You know, I think of Stren right off the top of my head, and what a great, you know, program and products they have.
Oh, wonderful products. I'll tell you something you may not be aware of. We've been doing outdoor television programming for 36 years now, from local to regional to national, you know, to where we are today. And in those 36 years, 3 years before so I'm looking at 39 years, I have had a very, very close relationship with the good folks at Stren. They became a sponsor of Bill Dance the year we were born, and that was 36 years ago. Stren is my oldest sponsor, and I have I've fished their line for all these years. In fact, 3 years before that, when I could get free line, I used to buy Stren, and then they talked one time, asked them about becoming a field tester for them, and they didn't even know what the word field tester was. They said, I remember Jack McCarron at Stren, he said, "Well, Bill, I don't know what a field tester is, but if that's what you want to be, you'll be, that's what you are." So, and they started furnishing me line, and when we started television, he said, "We want to be a part of that." And Stren jumped on board back in those early days, and they've been a major sponsor of our programming for all these years. And I've seen their products from what they've made. I've had the opportunity to test and retest and test and retest many of the lines that we've used for years. And in fact, just recently, this past week, finished about a 3-month test on a new line Stren will introduce in 07, and just finished testing this past year or so. We introduced a new line called DuraTough, and it's probably the toughest Stren ever made. It's a lubricated mono that has extremely long lasting qualities. It has the knot strength. That's the first thing I look for in a monofilament. If it has good knot strength, I can live with other properties that don't meet, that don't live up to specs. But the first thing I do when I test a line is check out the knot strength. But with all these lines, these new lines now, they all rate real high in their knot strength. Retention strength is another big, big word that a lot of fishermen may not be aware of, but retention strength in a line is any time you stress that line, you reduce the pound test. And you do that very easily. Sometimes when you cinch a knot together, if you pull it too tight, you're reducing retention. If you hang and you pull against that line, monofilament line, as great as it is, stretches to a degree. The longer it's in the water, the greater the stretch factor. But with this DuraTough, it has low stretch, And retention is absolutely phenomenal with it. I found that this particular line, it's very, very hard to stress. And it's a little bit stiffer than original strand and several of the other lines, but being a little bit stiffer, it creates better sensitivity. And surprisingly, it lays on a open face spinning reel exceptionally well in line tests, let's say, of 12 pound down. 12, 10, 8, 6, you know, on down to 4. But DuraTough is a new product they introduced in 06, and it's a tremendous product.
Well, you know, Bill, I got to tell you, we got 10 minutes to do a program, and I could talk to you for 10 days because
thank you, buddy.
All those great stories. And, I get your bloopers all the time. That's my favorite thing in life is to get a new bloopers tape. When is a new one coming out?
Well, surprisingly, we introduced about a year and a half, 2 years ago, Video 3, and we're now working. They just keep digging back in the archives and finding silly stuff. And so what we're trying to put together are some goof-ups, some bloopers, some outtakes, and then several funny moments and funny things that we do and the crew does to me and what I do to the crew. And it's just a lot of fun. And we're trying to put something together that can make people laugh, and we're on track now to introduce Video 4, which will probably be next year by the time the crew finishes up with it.
Well, Bill, thank you very much for being with us here. I just keep watching, man. Just keep putting those good programs out.
Well, buddy, just don't give up on us. I appreciate it, Terry. It's always good to visit with you and all your listeners.
Have a great day.